Actor and singer James Darren was a teen heartthrob back in the 1960s. Tall, dark, and handsome, he starred in three of the Gidget Beach movies. Darren died on Monday in his sleep at a hospital in Los Angeles. He was 88 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
As the surfer Moondoggy, James Darren rescues a struggling Sandra Dee on his surfboard.
This is it. Now hold on for your life. We're going to shoot the curl.
Darren grew up in South Philadelphia. He studied acting with the legendary Stella Adler in New York City. Playing a California surfer was a little bit of a stretch, says his son, Jim Morey.
I'm sure he could probably come in on the board and not get hurt, but I would not call him a surfer.
Morey says for years, his father shied away from his teen idol reputation, fearing it would typecast him.
He was just afraid that he would be a one-trick pony, and he really wasn't.
The Gidget movies also helped launch Darren's singing career.
There's no such thing as the next best thing to love. No substitute or facsimile thereof.
Born James Ercolani in 1936, Darren started singing when he was a kid. His dad would take him to bars and nightclubs, and he would get up and sing a couple of songs. He scored his first top 10 hit in 1961.
Farewell to love, I'm off to join a circus. Gotta find a way to hide my tears.
James Darren was versatile. He did some directing, he recorded albums, and performed live. As an actor, he did just about everything. A World War II movie, a police drama, science fiction. In Star Trek Deep Space Nine, he played Vic Fontaine, a hologram of a 1950s lounge singer. Morey says it was perfect for him.
He was really talented. He had that swagger. He had that Rat Pack coolness. He was like Dick Clark, eternally young.
But like the man said, nothing lasts forever. So, gang, this one's from the heart.
Someday, when I'm awfully low,
James Darren is survived by his wife of 64 years, three sons, and five grandchildren. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Just thinking of you and the way.